Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my weekly catch up with all of you good humans to fill you in about my week and also read out some gratitudes from the legends in the 1% Good Club over on Instagram. It is an accountability group giving 1% of their day to their mental health. If you're someone who listens to this podcast a lot and you haven't joined yet, let today be the day. There is just thousands of incredible humans who are dedicating that 1% of their day to their mental health. 1% of a day is 14 minutes. So every morning I send a guided 10-minute meditation. Every single night I write three things I'm grateful for, spend about 4 minutes on it. I send it into the group chats and everybody writes their gratitudes. Such a beautiful, powerful community to be a part of. Everyone is so supportive. So if you're someone sitting there right now going, you know what? I want to take a step in the right direction for my mental health. I mean, you're already doing it listening to this episode, but if you want to take that one more step and start taking some action, go send at the Good Human Factory a DM on Instagram saying, I want to join the club. You'll be added in. It's completely free. It always will be. We're actually coming up to 1,000 days in a row, which is just so, so cool. Also, I'm actually looking, if anyone knows any media contacts to try and do some sort of a story on the news or in a paper or anything about 1,000 days straight of gratitude and trying to encourage more people to join and get the impact from it, send me a DM on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. Another really nice DM I got was from a new community member who just joined this week, and I thought I'd read it out to you because I love getting these messages, and yeah, it truly warms my heart to know that this podcast and this community is having an impact. So I got this message from a lady called Alex today. Thank you so much, Cooper. I've been listening to your podcast daily since I discovered you this week. You have such beautiful energy that radiates so infectiously. You really are the definition of a good human, and I'm feeling super grateful for you creating such an epic community. Keep up the incredible impact you have in this world, Cooper. Seriously, I found your podcast 3 days ago and I've made my full potential board. I went and picked up a copy of the Celestine Prophecy and I'm about to order a Shakti mat. Your chill approach, yet such wise knowledge, has me hooked, so I just wanted to thank you. And then she sent me a photo of her full potential board that she did herself, which I'm going to actually have to make some of these because I get so many people asking about them. So I'll make one of those. And Alex joined the 1% Club and she's been writing her gratitudes in, which is just so epic. So if you're listening and you're like, you know what, it's time for me to join, take some action for my mental health, go send at the Good Human Factory DM and we'll add you in. Another thing you can do is go over to thegoodhumanfactory.com, check out the website and learn about my mental health workshops. It's really exciting. The next couple months I have coming up, I'm going into rural Queensland for some workshops, rural New South Wales for some workshops. I'm going to be down in Melbourne for the F1, doing a bunch of workshops at schools and corporate clients down around Melbourne. Also a few in Sydney coming up over the next couple of weeks, and Brisbane actually. March is madness for me. So if you want to learn more about my high school or my corporate workshops, we're building some really exciting programs for later in this year as well. But the one-off workshops are really, really impactful. So if you want to learn more about them, head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com, click the workshops tab, and you can fill in our real short form and get sent an info pack, and you can talk to Kelsey, our incredible admin girl, to help you out with getting a booking in. Also, use the code podcast over on the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, for a big 25% off everything over there. And lastly, a quick word from our sponsors, Drinker Rapper. These guys have been supporting the podcast, my brain, and this community of the Good Human Factory for quite some time now. And it's a product that I use every single day. If you haven't heard about it yet, it's a brain performance product. They use neuroscience to make you perform better and also have good long-term brain health. There's a few different products. I take the capsules every single morning. with my morning coffee, drink some water, and have their capsules as part of my supplements. I also use their powder through my smoothies every day when I've been training for this 100 days, 100 Ks. I've been putting the smoothie powder into my smoothie and delicious. And then of course the drinks that you can get at Coles and Woolies or online, the performance drink and the light and sparkling for calm and clarity are just amazing. The light and sparkling is like having a delicious, tasty, healthy fizzy drink. So if you like fizzy drink but you don't like soft drink where you're drinking a bunch of pretty bad stuff for you, head over to the website drinkarepa.com. Use the code GOODHUMAN, big 25% off everything over there. But it's also, a really good way to take better care of your brain and use a product that is scientifically proven to be good for you. So go check that out. Really appreciate it. Okay, today, the 1% Club has just been incredible. The last couple of weeks has been just thousands of gratitudes written in from people who are giving that 1% of their day to their mental health. So as I do each week, I'm going to read out a few of the gratitudes and also the response to my Sunday question, which this week was, what is something you want to become more educated in and why? And I had some really cool responses to this, and I'm really excited to share mine to this too. So first we have from group number 9, Rachel Ruggieri. Number 1, gratitudes. Finding joy in the things while resting my body, big deal for me. Number 2, being creative. And number 3, a full mix of weather this weekend. And the topic I want to become more educated in is politics. I'm so grateful to live in such a privileged multicultural country that has equal rights voting. I don't want to take that for granted, and I want to make sure I'm making educated decisions by verifiable resources. Rachel, incredible one. I love that. Politics is also something that I think, especially young people, especially old people. I know my mum has no idea about politics, and it's something that's so important because it really affects our lives and the direction that our countries are going in. So politics, good one that I think we should all be more educated in. I wish there was like a documentary or a series that gave you like a really ins and outs sort of politics for dummies, because I have an understanding of the system here in Australia. I've had politicians on this podcast, James Griffin. I also have some connects with a few people in Parliament. And I still really struggle to understand what's going on. It's so confusing. And it's something that we should all probably be a bit more educated in. So good on you, Rachel, for bringing that up. Next we have from group number 2, feed my mind, watch me grow. So first, gratitude. Ended a relationship that wasn't serving me anymore. Even though I still have a lot of love for that person, I realized my life doesn't align with theirs. And I really very anxious. I was very anxiously attached and needed to prioritize self-love. Number 2, my best friend from the UK FaceTiming me and giving me some hard truths and a reality check. And number 3, this week on the mind site has been one of my best weeks since starting, and I feel like I've shifted my mindset a lot. Oh, I love that. Good on you. I'm not even sure your name, Feed My Mind, but sometimes we need to be aware of those relationships that are toxic and aren't really helping us. And also having friends around you that can call you out and give you hard truths and reality check, that's what a real friend is. And sometimes it's hard to take the ego hit when people call you out on things that maybe are your downfalls, but far out, it's important having friends like that. So I love those answers, and I also love the mindset being a good week. But your bonus question was one of my favorites. So bonus question was, I'm diving deep into health and wellness, and I would love to know more about the healing of food and study Ayurvedic medicine. Me too. I think food and nutrition is something that we are beyond undereducated on, especially when it's something that all of us do every day to maintain our life. And the food system and some of the stuff coming out from the government saying like red meat's bad for you, saying that exercise is bad for you, saying that certain foods are bad for you. I mean, you just got to look at the health pyramid that we got fed from school, and it is so wrong. Now that I have spoken to so many experts in fields around nutrition and different things, it seems so misguided. So we do need to do our own research and have a good understanding of the food we're putting in our body. Try not to eat processed food, try not to eat seed oils and a whole bunch of things that just aren't that good for us, and we kind of just get fed, hey, it's all good. So health and wellness, learning more about nutrition was one of the main things that people said they want to be more educated in. So I encourage you, go find some good sources to learn from, and find accounts on Instagram that you can follow that can maybe give you a bit of a update or a bit of awareness around different food groups. And then just try and dig deep into some education. So love that. Feed my mind, watch me grow. Next we have from group number 3, Alicia Jackson. Number 1, seeing my extrovert kids in their element at a friend's party today. Number 2, soupy shop and menu plan done for the week. supermarket shop and menu planning done for the week and rocking out to good tunes in the car. And I would love to get more educated on nutrition and how to grow my own veggies. Oh, Alicia, once again, the nutrition, big thing, but then growing your own veggies. Wow, that is something that I would love to know so much more about. Me and my partner, Carol, I got for Christmas, Carol, a veggie garden. So we have, what do we have? We have like mint, parsley, basil, and thyme. And we've been making our own, our own pesto and eating it. It is so nice eating your own food from your veggie garden. And I think it's so important that we know how to grow our own food. And it's something that most of us have no idea about. I'm just a bit of a, not a doomsdayer, but I'm like, imagine if one day we just had to live off the land because the whole world, something happened, and we had to learn how to farm and how to do all this stuff ourselves. It's a skill and an education that I think we should all have, learning how to grow our own veggies and grow food. So good on you, Alicia, for sending that one through. And lastly, we have from group number 7, Karen. Okay, my gratitudes. Sunny walk in the local park, meeting a lot of other dog walkers, seeing my mum and dad and the coffee they bought for me. Number 2, self-care, lovely bath, hair wash, and some reading. And number 3, roast beef Sunday dinner, grateful for a healthy Sunday. And I'd like to learn more about menopause, something I'm struggling with currently. It's affected me in ways I would never imagine. I'm really finding the weight gain so hard and the ways my body is changing. If I can educate myself, I can try and stop being so hard on myself. Karen, I love that. Obviously, menopause is not something I'll go through, but it is something that a lot of these listeners, a lot of you listeners might go through at some stage in your life. And I think Karen bringing that up, saying maybe I should be more educated in it, is a great thing. So you're not harsh on yourself. And so you have an understanding of what might be coming or what might be happening to you can be, really important. And good on you, Karen. I love your Sunday gratitude. Sunny walk in the park, meeting some dog owners, self-care, bath, washing your hair, and roast dinner on a Sunday. That is something that I really miss. My mum is an amazing cook, and we'd have a roast dinner at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, whether it was chicken, pork, lamb, never really beef actually, but chicken, pork, and lamb were our 3. And oh my God, I miss that. My mum's such an amazing cook and I love her so dearly. So good on you, Karen, for sending that through. Brought back some memories for me. Okay. What is something that I want to get more educated on that I'm not, that I think, and why? There's a couple, a few of those ones that other people brought up are a really big one for me: nutrition, growing veggies, politics. But the thing that I think is really fascinating to me is wealth creation. And I don't know if it's an angle of talking about compound interest. I wish I knew more about that and was more educated on it when I was younger, but I guess the second best time to start learning is today. But also trading and stocks and how the stock market works, because I feel like it's something that, if you have an awareness around, can be so beneficial to you, knowing where to invest your money, knowing where to, invest in real estate and all different things like that. I just am so uneducated in, and it's a hard one. I've been speaking to a few of my friends about this lately who have bought property when they were young, who have got into stocks and trading. And I was like, how'd you learn about it? And almost all of them have been like, oh, my dad or my mom has told me about it. They've always invested. So I feel like, because my family has never really been into investing and wealth creation, don't get me wrong, I came from a family that is super financially secure. My dad owns a beautiful house, but he kind of went the 30-year mortgage route and did that and almost instilled a bit of fear in money in my mind subconsciously. So I think for me, educating myself more around money, wealth creation, real estate, stocks, and all of that stuff is something that I've almost had a fear of doing and a reluctancy to do for quite some time. And I turned 30 in a few weeks, and I'm just like, my 20s were all about learning, building skills, networking, traveling, experiencing the world. And 30 to 40 is going to be about setting myself up financially, trying to build my business and the Good Human Factory to a place where I can save some money, can invest it wisely in real estate and in stocks and in, just whatever it takes to build some money and have some positive cash flow and also have some residual income. I don't like to work for money my whole life. I see so many people who have got a different income rather than working time for money, and it seems like a far better way to live. So that's something I want to become more educated in, and I think I'm sure a lot of you listening might want to be more educated in that too. So if you are, send me a DM. Maybe we can start a little WhatsApp or a group chat on Instagram and try and come up with some different ways to create wealth, because obviously money can create freedom, and that's what we all want in life, the freedom to do what we want and spend time with the people we love. This Friday, I have an episode with a lovely lady by the name of Jackie Bell. She is an ultra marathon runner. She is an ambassador for the Good Human Factory. And I just love hanging out with Jackie. We've spent a few days together over the last few years as part of the Good Human Factory, but I haven't got to learn her whole story. And I know it's going to be fascinating because she's the youngest female to run an ultra marathon on all seven continents in the world. She obviously had to do one in Antarctica, which is just going to be so fascinating to hear about running in the cold and the elements, but also running in all different places around the world, what her running looks like, and then getting some tips for my 100 days to 100Ks. Unfortunately, I don't have an excerpt for the podcast because we are catching up today when this podcast comes out on the Wednesday. We're going to go for a run, spend some time together, and then do the podcast on Thursday. So it will be in your ears on Friday, but look for a really interesting episode with one of Australia's best young athletes and one of the most, inspiring young females that I've come across. So I'm really excited to get to know her story. I'm really excited to get some running tips for her because my 100 days to 100Ks is well and truly on its way. If you haven't checked out yet, go back to Monday and listen to the Monday episode where I talked about my training plan. You can go back to last week's Friday episode where I had Tom Greer-Smith, a performance psychologist, on. Really fascinating story about psychology and how it impacts how exercise impacts our mental health and also our psychology. Really interesting episode. I highly encourage you to check it out. You can go back to last Monday's episode and learn about my running 100 days to 100Ks, why I'm doing it. And also the previous Friday was with Jai Dean, my running coach. So that is in full swing. There's some really important and educational information in all those episodes. So go check them out. But most of all, if you're enjoying this podcast, I need a little favor from you. I need someone, one of you, maybe a couple of you, to share on your Instagram story this episode. It's been so long since I've grown the podcast. It's been modestly kind of plateauing for quite some time. I know so many of you really get a lot out of this podcast, like the little message we had from somebody at the start of the episode. So if you are enjoying the podcast, if you are getting something out of it, share it on your Instagram story, send me a DM. It really means a lot to me when I hear from you, letting me know the impact the podcast has had on you, the episodes that really mean a lot to you. And yeah, it's a good way to get the podcast growing. It's a good way for more people to hear about it. And I do this whole podcast myself. I do all the editing. I do all the recording. I get all the guests. I do all of it myself. So if you want to do me a little thank you, share it on your Instagram story, tag both Good Humans Pod and at Cooper Chapman. Or best of all, you can just like or subscribe the podcast. You can leave us a little review on Apple or on Spotify. You can write a little Spotify review on there. And yeah, hopefully you guys are enjoying it. Hopefully you guys love the podcast just as much as I do. The next few months is really exciting. I'm going to be bringing you a bonus episode actually this Sunday. I've been recording a bunch of episodes with guests who aren't involved in running and I need to get them out. So you're going to get a few extra episodes the next week or two. So keep an ear out for that. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you on Friday.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.